This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. First, let me express my deep sorrow and condolences for those innocent lives lost in the tragic accident involving the Black Hawk helicopter and the American Airlines passenger jet flying into Reagan National Airport January 29th. 67 people were killed. The investigation is underway. Bodies have been recovered. Black boxes and flight data equipment have been secured. When all is said and done, it will likely be apparent that the helicopter flew into the airliner on its final approach to runway 33. The contributing factors are still to be determined. Having flown into DCA hundreds of times, most of the time on that same flight path as Flight 5342, I can attest to the tight airspace. Having helo traffic in the same area, which is almost a routine occurrence, always introduces a measure of risk. But until last week, it all seemed to work. That crash will most assuredly result in some permanent changes to what goes on in that airspace, and it should. We continue to pray for the families of those involved. Congress this week passed a couple of bills, one dealing with the fentanyl epidemic and the other dealing with American energy. The Halt Fentanyl Act, which I co-sponsored, permanently classifies fentanyl and fentanyl-related substances as Scheduled 1 controlled substances set to expire on March 31st to give law enforcement the tools they need to keep Americans safe from dangerous illicit drugs. The American Energy Production Act prohibits a future Democrat administration from putting a moratorium on the use of hydraulic fracturing. This bill protects American energy independence, which contributes to our national security. I enthusiastically supported both of these legislative priorities. That's what we did do this week. Now, what we didn't do, we didn't move any appropriation bills, and I'm not talking about the fiscal year 26 bills. We're not even there yet. I'm talking about finishing our work on the FY25 bills. FY25 is well underway. In fact, we're in the fifth month. But it's important to finish our work because the CR we operate under right now is at last year's level and based on priorities from more than a year ago. We cannot afford to keep kicking this can down the road. The House and Senate versions of the bills are about $100 billion apart. We need to find agreement on the top line, give the subcommittees their allocation, and get these bills to the floor. The current CR expires March 14th. So the clock is ticking. Another reason they need to move is the fact that there are millions of dollars for projects in the 3rd District of Arkansas held up by this legislation. We also didn't pass a budget resolution this week. Now that's an important item because the resolution is what unlocks the ability to write a reconciliation bill purposed in extending the 2017 tax cuts as well as a few other items critical to economic growth. There's an ongoing feud between House and Senate leaders on doing one bill or doing two bills. We can debate the merits of both all day long, but suffice it to say, if you can't pass a budget resolution, it doesn't matter. It goes nowhere. Late in the week, Speaker Johnson said we were close and expects a markup of the budget committee next Tuesday. I won't hold my breath, but I do applaud the optimism. Last November, the voters handed the reins of government over to Republicans. We have the White House. We have 53 votes in the Senate and a very slim majority in the House. Failure to deliver on those campaign promises will cast a poor reflection on the governing majority. It's why I believe job one should be to finish the FY25 appropriations process, take a government shutdown off the table, and then turn our attention to the important work of budget reconciliation, whatever it looks like in the end. And by the way, I haven't mentioned the debt ceiling. That, too, is on the table. One final thought. This week, President Trump sent shockwaves around the world when he talked about the mess in the Gaza Strip and suggested America lead the redevelopment of that land into what he called the future Riviera on the Mediterranean. He even suggested the possible use of U.S. military to do that mission. Now, that may sound like a notable goal, But when you consider the displacement of the Palestinian people, the tremendous cost involved, the ongoing conflict in that troubled region, I wouldn't be planning my next vacation there. Gaza is not South Florida. We will enjoy a brief weekend. We'll welcome the Crimson Tide to Bud Walton Arena on Saturday night and return to the nation's capital on Monday. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.